Willow Creek Springs presents Healthy Living with your host, Joe Grumbine.
All right, and welcome to the Healthy Living Podcast and a simulcast live episode here on the Gardens of Hope. And I have with me all three directors from the Gardens of Hope, and I'm Joe Grumbine, and I have my wife behind me, Liz, and Shelley Bates. And we also have a volunteer that's with us, and her name is Toby, and we're super grateful for her coming out here for the first time. Mostly what we're here to do is to bring you up to speed. It's been a month and a half since we've done an update, and so many things have happened. So I'm going to rewind back to the 20th of February, which was just a couple of weeks ago. And we went out to Riverside, Cal State Riverside. Anyways,
they call it
UC Riverside. That's it, University of California, Riverside. Yeah. And we did a presentation for the Osher Lifelong Learning Center. And there was a great group of people, mostly seniors, and they were super interested in what we're doing, and they're going to come out and do a field trip. And this really was kind of cool because Beth and Barbara from that group had come out to our ribbon cutting and shown support, and we're able to come back and deliver. So we all came out there. We did a nice presentation, brought some microgreens out there, and just had a lot of great interest. Since that time, so if you guys remember, back in July, we talked about the Riverside County Department of Mental Health, and Dr. Wiki and his crew had come out here to check the place out. Well, that's 8 months ago, and we finally, a week and a half ago, did an orientation, and he had brought out a number of his associates. We did a walkthrough, and last Thursday, we had our first session, and we had about eight clients, patients out, and a couple of associates. Dr. Wiki came and paid a visit, and we just had a fantastic session, and it was mostly just a walk, a tour. But these are all folks that are dealing with all kinds of different issues, and every single person, even just in a hour and a half episode, came out here, and there was some kind of a noticeable change. There was a If they were a little uptight, they were a little more calm. If they were quiet, they talked a little more. If they were just whatever it wasn't a big giant miracle. It was just a little change. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what we hope for. So that was super exciting. So this program is now officially launched. It's a pilot on both sides. They're testing it out. We're testing it out. So far, everybody's real happy. Tuesday, we had a mother and daughter come out, and the daughter is a high school senior from a local private school. And she came out, and they both volunteered, helped out a little bit, and satisfied community service hours. So that was something we've had in the works for a while. We've been able to do it as a 501c3, but finally that program has launched. Well, speaking of programs, yesterday was a big, giant, momentous day. So last, if you know, since the ribbon cutting ceremony, we've been very involved with the Paris Valley Chamber of Commerce. And we've been, my wife and I have been attending just about all of their events. Yeah, the one back there. And the one and only one back there, we should say. This is not one of those sorts of situations. Anyways, we've been attending most of their events and mixers and just getting to know. I've signed up to be an ambassador, and we're just getting involved with the community. And we went to a mixer at the Paris High School a week and a half ago, and I connected with Alejandra with the school district, and she's also with the chamber. And she came out with an associate last Monday, did a tour, and yesterday my wife and I signed two contracts, and this is just like blowing me away, because we went from like, hey, let's do a 501c3 to
signing contracts with, you know, counties, local, state agencies within a year's time. And so they have a special needs program for young adults, and this is from 18 to 22 year old. And they have funding to cover all of the instructors, the aids, tools, anything that they need, plus all the liability of being out here. And we've signed a contract to bring some of their people out here. And what's really cool is they're going through a work training program. So these are highly functional people that maybe one thing the state's doing right with all of our tax dollars is actually helping some people that need some help get on their feet so they can, you know, live on their own. And you know, we're totally supportive of those kinds of programs. And so we're going to be working with these guys. I'm super excited about meeting them. Hopefully next week, as soon as next week, this is going to begin. At the same time, she has been working with the County of Riverside, and they have just funded a what do you call it? An intern program, and it's a job training program for high schoolers. And I thought, my goodness, when I was in high school, they still had trade school stuff, and you know, you could learn how to be a mechanic or learn. This is really before computers were a thing, but you could learn how to sew, you could learn how to weld, you could learn how to do useful skills. And then there came a point where that was pretty much not even a thing. Apparently, it's starting to come back. So we're real happy with that. We're going to be signed up with several different programs. One of them is like audio video. So they're going to actually come out here and do some production work of things we're doing that we can in turn use to let people know about it. They get to learn their skill, and everybody's a winner. So that has to go through an approval process, but we're guaranteed it's going to be approved. And the cool thing about that's another pilot program. So we're this brand new fledgling 501c3, and we're tapped into two completely separate pilot programs with two separate agencies, separate sources of funding, and it's all just rolling in here at once. Well, at the same time, we've been bringing in a number of new volunteers. So we've had, I don't know, in the last month and a half, we probably had half a dozen new people come out and tour and volunteer. A lot of people are signing up. We've begun scheduling courses. We have a permaculture class that's going to be an all-day extensive workshop in first week of April. And we're going to be loading up the website. We have some help with the website now. And so thegardensofhope.org, you can definitely get an update on what's going on there. We will soon have merchandise for sale, these lovely Gardens of Hope t-shirts. We have our lip balm. We have our healing salve. And we will have microgreens available. All of those things will be available to support the nonprofit. And remember, we have all kinds of other donation issues that we can help out with. So anybody that has anything to do with gardening, farming, tools, seeds, plants, trees, pots, soil, any building materials, anything that we could use out here on the farm to create or build anything, we will accept as a donation. And even items that have a value that we could sell, we have been able to put things up on Marketplace and sell them, make a couple of bucks. All that's going to go to the nonprofit. So there's so many ways. People are always going, well, I want to help, but I'll say, tell you what, whatever your butt is, we can get around it, over it, through it. We most definitely, if you want to help, we can help you to help. Finally, probably not finally, actually, no, there's a few other things. So last week we had Kevin and Bobby come out. Now, Kevin runs a company called MycoAlchemy. He's a mushroom grower and he's teaching us about mushrooms. He's donated a bunch of mushroom kits and they're going to be teaching classes on how to cultivate and maintain mushrooms. Well, they're going to be putting on, well, we're going to be sponsoring an event in October. I believe it's October 18th, tentatively scheduled. and it's going to be a holistic workshop that's going to focus on what they call ethno or no sorry it's basically mushrooms and other psychotropic natural actives that are being used right now experimentally for PTSD, anxiety, depression, all sorts of things. And they've even found, and this is crazy, it's scary even, but they found that very low doses of LSD, that drug that made you crazy, turns out can be very helpful at really, really small doses in a controlled environment. They're testing this, doctors are studying it, and really there's a lot of natural plant medicine that can help people that people are afraid of. And as we're starting to learn, research, and study it, we're finding out the truth. Well, whatever the truth is, let's find out. If it's dangerous, then let's let us know about it. If it's not, then let's figure out a way that we can safely treat ourselves or treat each other or treat under the care of a physician. And that's what this is about. It's an educational workshop, and there's going to be experts in a number of different fields. And last month, I have a friend, Ronnie, who's a veteran, disabled veteran, and he hit me up for some firewood. Well, we have a mutual friend, Joe, who is a caretaker over there. And she came over and says, "Hey, can I get some firewood for Ronnie?" I said, "Sure, no problem. We got lots of firewood back there." So we loaded some up. She came back another week later. She says, "Hey, can I get some more firewood for Ronnie?" "Sure, no problem." You know, Ronnie's a brother. I help him with everything we do here is free for veterans. That's just our deal. And so if I've got microgreens, a veteran comes in, proves me that they're a veteran, have some microgreens. You want to come sit in the garden, read a book, meditate, pray, read whatever. Come on out. No problem. You want to take a class? We're not going to charge you anything. You've already paid your price. And so I never thought about giving away firewood, but we had a bunch and I'd have no problem. After the third time, I started noticing my stack depleting some. Then I looked up in the trees and I'm like, holy heck, I've got a dozen giant eucalyptus trees here just full of firewood. And it turns out if we can get an arborist that knows what they're doing and has their insurance and they can climb up into my trees and take these limbs onto the ground, I can do the rest. And we can bring volunteers out. So it came to me that it's like, hey, wait a minute. I got all these trees that need to be trimmed anyways. And if we could get them trimmed and get that firewood stacked, I could put a stack out in front. We can have it available. Veterans can come load up. We'll help them. We'll have the free wood. They'll be able to come and get it. And my trees will be trimmed. Everybody's a winner. Notice everybody that comes here that helps out and volunteers, we're not asking for you to give us a one-sided donation. Everybody that comes out here, we've got something for you, whether it's vegetables, we'll definitely give you some therapeutic horticulture. You'll definitely get a little workout. You'll get a little sun, a little fresh air, but you'll probably leave with something as well. And that's really, really what I have. I just wanted to get a couple of words from you guys. Honey, you've been part of this organization from the beginning. In fact, you're the inspiration for this organization. And, you know, you were the one that said, hey, why don't we do something to bring people here and help them?
I did.
You did. You got it started. You planted the seed. It was you. I just took it and launched it. Yeah, well, she set me off and got me going. But, you know, that's, as you can see. But what do you think? I mean, we've come a long way. It's only been a year.
Doing great so far.
So far, so good. All right. Well, if we can keep her happy, we've got a chance. Excellent.
Come on down.
And Shelly, you came to us about 7-8 months ago, and you were just interested in checking it out. And you came out and volunteered once or twice. So next thing you know, you're here. Next thing you know, you're really getting into it. You really, of all the people, have experienced more besides me and Liz, the therapeutic value of all this. Like, we're doing work, right? Every time you come out here, you're working, I'm working, we're just working. Like, to the outside eyes, it might just seem like a job. What's your point of view?
It's not a job. It's a joy, actually.
Ah, I like
so
that.
So it's there's always something that you can do depending upon how you're feeling that day. If you're especially stressed, you can just go, you're creating with the sand a place that people can walk around and just feel the earth. If you want to just feel like you've accomplished something, you can sow some seeds, and then the next time you come, you get to see how they've sprouted, whether it's microgreens or plants or the seedlings that you're putting in. And really, it's amazing to me to just see the seasons,
right,
how they affect and change everything. I certainly not diagnosed with seasonal affective disorder. There are a lot of people who say that's not real. However,
yeah, I go up to Norway.
Yeah,
see what's
exactly.
Going on, you know,
but you come here and the sunshine that you feel, or the warmth, or the change in the environment and the greens, just changes your whole behavior. I was here when the first group came with the from the county of Riverside. Uh-huh. One woman just said she felt her anxiety disappear when she was just walking around and listening to the creek. But to see the literal growth of the garden,
right?
I mean, it's a cliche, but there's always something. It's a full circle.
You know what about cliches, though? They're always built in something. Like,
there's a base of truth.
It
somewhere.
Seems like,
yeah.
Oh, but you know what? You peel it back and you're like, oh, yeah, that's actually kind of a thing.
But you see, there's a... there's a payoff, because you do grow something, and there is something, whether you're harvesting it or just seeing that the flowers are starting to grow and the changes, and that just, it's such a joy to be here. And
you come all the way up from Pasadena. Yeah. So many people go, oh, it's so far. And I'm like, well, do you realize how far you go to work and go to some place you don't necessarily even want to go?
Yeah.
Or you go to the mountains or the beach or on any kind of a little day trip. You travel hours without thinking about it, and that's with no traffic.
And for me, the payoff is just being here, honestly. Whether it's walking on the rocks and the gravel and just smelling with all the different smells. And I'm really excited to see the flowers and what starts. The trees have shed their leaves, and now they're starting to bud.
They're already starting to come back. Yeah. I haven't finished trimming, and they're like, forget you.
Yeah.
We're already coming in. It's like, okay, fine. Whatever.
But there's a success, too. You can just see a little corner of something that you worked on, and you see a head of lettuce that comes out. Or
you've got to go all the way from seed planting to transplanting to planting in the garden to harvesting to eating. Mm-hmm. Like, you've actually been able to go, like, all of the greens that we have in the garden right now, you were part of the planting. Yeah. You did a lot of the planting. So
I eat very well.
Super cool that the people that come out here, especially when you come out for your second or third time, we try to get everybody at least to plant some seeds, because in my opinion, one of the things that makes this garden so great is that everybody helped.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a little bit of everybody's. Yeah, thing that's funny is the garden, the earth itself, has the ability to transform anything that's not right into something that is right. And it just sits there and does it. Mm-hmm. It doesn't try. It doesn't. It's what I just know, when you show up and you're anxious or sad or angry or anything other than happy and joyous, and then you just get in there and work for a little while, whatever it is you had, it goes away. Like, it's almost impossible to stay angry while you're working in the garden for 20 minutes. Like, you just, I don't know if you could do it.
Yeah.
And it somehow transforms whatever the energy or the emotions that you're bringing in into something positive. And I think to myself, this whole garden is an amalgam of all of the emotions and healing and expression and joy and all of that that's brought. And frankly, we've had zero in the last year of all the people that have come and gone. We've had zero negative experience where somebody had a problem or somebody had a, I don't know, an episode or anything. It's been flawless. Mm-hmm. So whatever people have come in with, they've left better than they came. And so I really think that that's one of the special things about all of this. And you've been able to benefit from it.
Mm-hmm.
You're 3 out of 4 seasons into it.
I know.
That's really cool. And spring is the best season of them all.
Spring is the best season.
So you're about to witness one of the best springs we've ever had, because we got rain. It barely froze. And it doesn't look like there's any frost in the forecast. Mm-hmm. So we're on track for one of the very best. We'll have a super bloom out there. Shh, don't tell anybody. And we're
not anywhere near here.
Yeah, exactly.
In case you're wondering. No.
Previously undisclosed location.
It's not close.
Anyways, that's the most of it. I know there's still a bunch of stuff that we didn't think about, but that's the beauty of this kind of a place. I encourage you to participate. Ah, oh, hey, Richard joined us. Absolutely. So Richard is actually with us. He is a veteran, and he's part of our advisory team. So we have an advisory board that consists of two disabled veterans, and they're part of this whole program. And Richard's in Georgia, and Laura's in Texas, and the two of them are launching this project in their own places as well. So this is our home base, but the idea is anybody can come and get a couple of plants or plant your own plants, and you can create your own garden of hope wherever you are. And let's just take and remember that getting outside in the sunlight, getting a little fresh air, get involved with a little bit of gardening. It's therapeutic. It'll help you in ways you never imagined. And we certainly appreciate all the support that we've gotten, and it's exciting. I could have never imagined we'd come this far so fast. And now you're looking at a bona fide board member of Gardens of Hope. She's gone from a volunteer touching her toes in the water to she's all in now. So
what can I do?
Excellent. All right, guys. I appreciate everybody that has helped. And this has been another episode of Gardens of Hope Update. We'll see you next time.
Woo-hoo. Yeah, keep it down, Toby.